Louisiana, living sweet as sugar on beignets.
Hi, I'm Shelley. Everything reminds me of a story, and I believe life's better when you're laughing. If you've just found me, hit subscribe and stick around. Now, before we begin, here's an early heads up. No one is shooting at me. I'm taping from the home office, and I've got a good roaring fire going on in the background. So those pops and crackles are all good. Now, let's see. Regular listeners might be wondering where I've been. Granted, it has been a few weeks since the last podcast, but there's a reason for that, y'all. My friend Chris Howard and I launched a new lifestyle site in early October, and it's been adding another level of crazy to the chaos. But we think it is so worth it. You may recognize Chris's name. She's the mother of Corey Robertson and mother-in-law to Willie Robertson. Chris likes to say she has survived decades of Willie. If you were a Duck Dynasty fan, you'll get that. Chris is the grandmother to Sadie Robertson, who has become a celebrated author and speaker in her own right since her Duck Dynasty and Dancing with the Stars fame. But Chris has 13 other grands and 2 great-grands. That's her short bio. I didn't even touch Chris's own speaking schedule and books. Her latest release is Rockstar Grandparent, which brings me back to that new venture I mentioned. Together, Chris and I have launched a lifestyle site called Rocking It Grand. It's a resource aimed at helping grandparents understand just how valuable they are in the wider picture of our family legacies and to help us all nourish the faith of our grandchildren. We thought we were just building it for rock star grandparents, but the nice surprise has been how quickly it's connecting across generations as parents look for resources to help them navigate today's cultural challenges. So please check us out at rockingitgrand.com and share the journey. And now, in other news, as they say, we need to chat, y'all. I stand amazed at the ever-increasing list of things offending my fellow Americans. Every day reveals a new trigger, defined as anything that reminds someone of a previous trauma and causes them to have an intense emotional or physical reaction. At the risk of sounding insensitive, we all have triggers, aka painful memories. Some are worse than others, but no one gets by in this life injury-free. The challenge is learning to deal with past experiences instead of expecting the world to tiptoe around us, lest we explode. We're not teaching anyone how to manage their triggers by simply avoiding them, and giving in to the culture of offense only stirs our personal and collective issues that much more. Take the Harvard Law students who didn't want professors to use the word violate because some classmates may have had experiences that could cause them to be triggered by that word and hence suffer undue stress. I am still trying to figure out how one teaches law or practices law without talking about what does and doesn't violate it. I'll pause while thinking people roll their eyes. One of the more recent examples of this off-the-chart sensitivity has to be the Michigan students who voted to stop saying the Pledge of Allegiance at student government meetings because it can be offensive to international students. Never mind that whole liberty and justice for all part, right? That's so yesterday. Joking. Just joking. I've done a lot of joking about all this triggering. It's been my way of trying to lower the national tension. As I've said before, if you want to be offended, you can always find an opportunity. But y'all, I am here with a confession today. Something has come to my attention that has me trying not to feel a little triggered myself. The environmental extremists are back, and they're coming after Thanksgiving. You heard right. And this is not about that movement I tried to start 2 years ago called FAT. P-H-A-T. People huffy about Thanksgiving. That was me protesting the way people skip right through the beautiful season of gratitude to get to Christmas. I even pulled my bestie in on that one. It's worse than that. This is personal. Brace yourselves, people. They're claiming the overproduction of turkeys and all the holiday travel for family get-togethers is leaving a huge carbon footprint, resulting in, and I'm quoting now, a problematic food holiday. Again, I'm trying not to be triggered or set off any trigger-happy people, so I'm choosing my words carefully. But I have a big old cast-iron skillet that says, if you come after my Thanksgiving holiday, you better bring backup. Speaking of Turkey Day, we're cooking some goodness called carrot souffle with candied pecan topping in the All Things Southern kitchen today. You're going to want to serve it with your turkey. Recipe cred for this delicious carrot souffle goes to my hairdresser, Lisa Hathaway. Of course, I added a candied pecan topping that wasn't in her original dish because that's just how the women in my family roll. We are genetically bound to tweak a recipe. I wanted to give this one a trial run before Thanksgiving, and y'all, have mercy. Phil and I gave it an A+, and we would grade it higher if we could. Note, it could easily live on the dessert table. No joke there. I told the beloved farmer I thought the sugar could be halved and it would still be delicious. The farmer thinks I'm messing with perfection, so the jury's out on which way I'll make it for Thanksgiving. But one thing is for sure and certain, it's going to be on the menu for years to come. So let's do this thing. The ingredient list can be found at bellofallthingssouthern.com and in the show notes, but I'll read it out for you. We need 3 pounds of carrots cleaned and sliced, 1.5 cups of butter, 6 large eggs, 1/2 cup of all-purpose flour, 1 tablespoon of baking powder, 3 cups of sugar, and 1/2 teaspoon of ground cinnamon. Now for the optional topping that I added, you'll need 1.5 cups of chopped pecans, 1/2 cup of brown sugar, and 2 tablespoons of butter. Ready to cook? Okay, we'll begin by covering our carrots with water and boiling them until they're fork tender. Drain and pulse in the food processor until smooth. Transfer to a mixing bowl and stir in your next 6 ingredients. That would be your butter, eggs, flour, baking powder, sugar, and cinnamon. Now, I used my stand mixer for this, and it was quick work. Once the ingredients are combined, pour it into a lightly greased dish and bake at 350 degrees for an hour or until it's set and lightly brown. For that topping, combine chopped pecans with melted butter and brown sugar and toast until warm. Add to the hot dish and serve immediately. Enjoy, y'all. And remember, portion control is our friend.
Cathead biscuits, shrimp Creole, the kind of eating that sticks to your soul.
You're listening to All Things Southern, brought to you by Providence Church in Lake Providence, Louisiana, where they want you to know you are loved. Let's open the Word together. Revelation 4:1 tells us there is a door standing open in heaven. I want to spend the last few moments communicating as openly as I can about that wonderful door. No filters here, no pretense. I'm going to give you the unvarnished truth. I wish I could tell you that every morning when I set out to pray, the heavens part and communion with the one my soul loves is immediate. But I want to be a real girl so I can be of help to you. The truth is, rarely does the veil between heaven and earth thin so quickly. Most mornings, my thoughts have to be corralled and pulled back over and over and over and over and over and over again from the many places they wander. Oh, sure, I could speak only of the joy of prayer, but I must tell you the whole of it, lest you give up in the wandering before you make it to the water mentioned in John 4:14. But the water that I will give him will become in him a well of water springing up to eternal life. This is the truth I know and to which I cling. The way of fellowship is here. Jesus is the light left on and the door standing open. But back to the dilemma of me, myself, and I. There's often a space between draw near to God and He will draw near to you, where my thoughts can distract and defeat me. Or I can keep bringing them back to worship and petition and intercession for you until the Holy Spirit steals my spirit and fills this dusty vessel. And His company? The realization of His presence? Worth it. Worth every effort. Oh, you didn't know prayer took effort? Ah, there's the rub. We wait for angels to transport us in music to herald our arrival into the chamber. Pardon the grammar, but it ain't gonna happen. At least, not for a real girl. So have you heard? My next book will be releasing January the 28th, 2020. My publisher and I want to give you the first chapter of Finding Deep and Wide free. That's right, free. You can download it on the website. It's a thank you to my subscribers. The book is already available to pre-order on Amazon, but if you run over there and get it, send me a copy of your receipt to findingdeepandwide@yahoo.com. I haven't circulated the details yet, but I'm planning a really cool giveaway I'll be talking about very soon, and everyone who pre-orders gets their name in the pot. And get this, I'll put your name in for every book you order. More books, more chances to win. Details to come. And speaking of cool deals, if you click the Ministry Partners tab underneath Speaking on my website, you'll see the opportunity we've built for church groups. I'm already scheduling these deep and wide evenings with Shelley, and I'd love to open that conversation with your fellowship or study group. Let's talk. That's it for this week, folks. If you're enjoying the podcast, would you be so kind as to give it a review and share it with your friends and family? And remember, you can also subscribe to my newsletter at the website so you don't miss a thing. That's belloffallthingssouthern.com. I'm enjoying gifting new subscribers with my free downloadable ebook, Finding Margin for the Devotional Life. Just subscribe to the website and I'll send it right out. Until next time, may the good Lord bless you and keep you, make His face to shine upon you, and give you peace. This is Shelley with Hugs for All.